So thanks for sharing. And just isn't it good to be thinking about something, and then, it helps with us being productive and that sort of thing. Just a couple thoughts about this text from Philippians. Paul's writing this letter, and there are some troubled times going on here, because I think you might have seen in verse 14, it says, he's suggesting what they should do in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. Did you catch that little phrasing there? We don't know exactly what was wrong in this little town, Philippi. It doesn't spell it out in this letter so much. But that little phrasing, in a twisted and crooked generation, and then it goes on that they should shine like stars in the sky. That little phrase is lifted from another part of the Bible that we do know what was happening very clearly. That part of the Bible is the book of Daniel. That phrase is exactly from Daniel chapter 3 and also Daniel chapter 12. And if you know the book of Daniel, it's about a time in which God's people are in a foreign land in Babylon. And it's what's twisted and crooked about that time? Well, good was being called evil. Evil was being called good. God's people were not able to even worship. Daniel had to hide when he prayed. And God's people, there were rules and regulations that were put on them from the Babylonian Empire. It was a tough time. So some of those things that happened back in the time of Daniel, maybe, I'm not sure exactly the date, but Babylon would have been 5th, 6th century BC. Some of those things, the crooked and twisted generation, they would have been happening in this town called Philippi, because Paul lifts that phrase and plops it right onto their situation. And so, not just that, but add on this detail, you might have picked it up in this text, but Paul thinks he's dying. He doesn't think that he's going to see them again. He's in prison, and he thinks that his life's going to be poured out as a drink offering, that he's going to die, is what he's saying. So you might think this would be an opportunity for Paul in this letter to just give a to-do list of things that they've got to accomplish, like build the church and build another church in the town right next to you. And you can imagine all the things that Paul could list to do that they could accomplish. But the book of Philippians is not a to-do list. It's actually about a to-be list. To be. Paul says in that little verse 15, he says, you are to shine amongst them as stars in the world, or as lights in the world, but as stars in the universe, we could even think. What if, heading into 2023, what if we thought about a to-be list? Let's think about that for a moment. If you want to share, you can, but let me give some examples of to-be. In 2023, I would like to be a peacemaker in my family. That's a to be. Or how about this? In 2023, I would like to be more loving to my family members. You see the difference between a to-do list and a to-be list? Or in 2023, we could say, I want to be more committed to those people that are special in my life. Any thoughts on to be? If you were to put together a to be list for 2023, what you'd like to be? To be grateful? Okay, good. Anybody else? Oscar? To be present. Yeah, that was last week, wasn't it? Man, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Anybody else? To be.